Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Tes. We finished this, the Klal. We have a few more points you'd like to talk about. We'd like to talk about the concept of Mekalkel. So one of the Tanoim in Hilchos Shabbos for a person to be Chayah, but the action he's doing has to be a constructive act. All of these steps of the Malacha of the Mishkan were constructive actions. There was something beneficial which is taking place from his action. So an action which is destructive, it has no constructive purpose, is patur. This is a Mishnah. Mishnah says called makalkalin paturin. If a person is makalkal, does an action which is makalkal, is going to be patur. This is not going to be mutter. You said the rule already before. The language of patur, when used in Masechta Shabbos, means it's patur aval asur. It's only the Rabbanan. Now the question comes up, there are certain malachas which seem to be, at first glance, destructive actions. So the malacha of soyser, which is literally destroying something. It's demolishing a building, demolishing a structure. The malacha of kareya, ripping something. The malacha of moichek, erasing something. These, in general, tend to be malachas, which are makalkalim. So the Mishnah, in Shabbos and Dafayin Gimel Amud Aleph, addresses the malacha of kareya and the malacha of moichik, and says that these malachas have to be amanas, something else. So if a person does the malacha of kareya in order to stitch it back again, so what would the case be? The case would be a bagel which, when it was stitched together, it wasn't done well. It bunched up too much in the sewing process. So in order to re-sew it, you have to first take out the original stitches and then re-sew it better. So this act, even though the act is at one level destructive, you're taking out stitches which are there, you're destroying a sewing process which was there already, but it's beneficial because it allows you to then correct it and sew the bagot properly. A person who is moichek, Amanas Lichtev, Mishnah says he's erasing, not to destroy the letters, but if the letters were written incorrectly, so the act of erasing it is what prepares the paper or the cloth for writing it better. So the act of erasure is not negative, it's positive, because it contributes to the process of the writing which will take place afterwards. So those are the two examples that the Mishnah gives. Amanas Litvor and Amanas, the case of Korea Amanas Litvor and Moichik Amanas Lichtoib. So those seem to be pretty straightforward. The Mishnah does not discuss the concept of Soyser, but the Gemara and Daf Lamed Aleph says that Soyser is Amanas Libnois. A person is demolishing something in order to rebuild it. So again, this is going to be something which is the negative act is going to result in a positive result, so that's considered a masake. What about a scenario where a person is doing it, not that it's going to create something down the road which is better, but in itself is better? A person has a listing in a ledger of a debt which is due, and it's paid off. He doesn't want anybody to collect it a second time, so he erases it. So the act over here of erasure is a positive thing. A person has a picture of the old proclamations, which were, you would write on a stiff piece of paper, you'd fold it over onto yourself and you'd seal it. When the person breaks open the seal, you have now can read the proclamation. So you're fixing it, making it usable by tearing it open. So there's a tikkun. So it's amanas, in itself is a tikkun. And again, that's going to be chayiv, even though the act seems to be destructive. The overall picture is constructive. The malacha of chovel is a destructive act. Shkita chovel, killing something. So there's definitely taking a life, but shkita, the derech ha'olam, is to do that for the purpose of using the animal. So overall, that's considered the derech ha'olam, that's considered a constructive act. The more discusses a case where a person would, he needed to feed blood to his animals, and he's cutting from an animal or from a person, he's causing a cut to collect blood. The act is definitely in the individual. He's doing it, and it's negative, but there is a positive purpose. So the Gemara sees that as a tikkun. There's a machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos. Is that only the unique case over there that this is a sufficient amount? Specifically in the example of Chevel, there's a minimal tikkun, and there is a kilkul still. The overall picture is there's a damage being done, even though there's some benefit. Or do we say that this is a general rule? So this is the machlokes b'shanim, and the Gemara applies it to the case of Mavir as well. The person lights a fire, so he's creating the fire, but as far as the wood is concerned, it's destructive. He's getting heat out of it, he's getting light out of it, he's cooking something with it. But if there is elements of destruction taking place, someone says, well, the case would be that he's doing it for the purpose of using the ash. He needs ash. Ash is very fertile. It's something a person can use in various different places. And he needs the ash. He needs to burn it to create the ash. It's still destructive. We have the same machlokes of how to understand that. So those are some of the examples of mekalkel. And we touched on a case where it's a mekalkel for amanas l'sakein, and a case where there is both kilkel and tikkun. And how do we look at that? That's a machlokes. Have a good day.